Hello everyone, welcome to ¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa, amigos? Estoy con Liliana, here's Liliana.
Hello.
And JP.
Hola a todos.
And this is Leo. We have a great story to tell this week.
Oh, yeah.
Something happened again about swine flu.
What?
Yeah. Yes. We had swine a case in China.
We did?
Yeah.
In the office.
Swine flu in the office.
Okay, here's the thing.
I'm leaving.
No, wait. Yeah, of course. Blame it on the Mexicans, right?
I'm trapped in a room with you two.
I know. Anyway, so Marco Mejia, English pod Marco, he's from Ecuador, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he was like feeling sick and this and that.
That was on Tuesday afternoon. He was like sneezing and coughing all over the office.
Oh, that's a problem.
Yes. So he went to the hospital and obviously they saw him Latino and they were like, okay, we have to test them, right? So Leo told me that he went to the hospital and immediately I was like, wow, that's not good. Because here, it takes like 6 days to get the result back.
I don't know. The swine flu test.
Yes.
But he didn't actually go to the hospital. That was my lie.
You? I hate you. That you didn't tell me.
Okay. So Leo told Lily that Marco was in quarantine and he was going to be there for a week in the Howard Johnson getting free room and board.
It's because I had two friends that were already in quarantine. So I did believe it. But the worst thing is I actually talked to the consul of Mexico about it. And,
you pulled in your connections.
But the worst thing is that Marco, he was in the office.
He was here.
Yeah, but because he's on the other side, I didn't see him.
Oh.
So suddenly I come in and I see him and I'm like, oh, what the hell? I was like, what are you doing here?
And that's how you found out.
Yeah. And
that was a big fat lie from Leo.
Exactly. And the worst thing is that I'm thinking, okay, he's going to go there. It's impossible for him to test positive. But even if he doesn't test positive, the first thing they're going to ask him, where do you work? Are there any Mexicans there?
Mm-hmm.
So
we will be shipped back to Mexico.
Yeah. Nah, not shipped back. But we will get into the
quarantine. But it was so funny because a lot of people in the office was like, really? What is going to happen? Are they going to come to the office and quarantine us all? He was there. He used my coffee cup yesterday.
Yeah. We're freaking out. And the worst that I went to the boss and actually told him. He's like, really? Are you serious? And then he sees him, he's like, they let you out so quickly. Well, this is my lame British accent. And Marco was like, what are you talking about?
I offered to bring Marco some soup.
No.
He didn't answer.
And Marco was so pissed off because of me. He received like 100 messages like, are you all right? How are they treating you? Are you in a small little room or something?
Leo, you really suck, seriously. But don't worry. There's going to be a payback.
Yeah, I heard about this thing called karma. But
no, not karma. Me.
Yeah, there's going to be retribution.
Yes, me, just venganza.
Yeah, I'm not going to do anything though.
I know, you're a good person, JP.
No, you're going to help me.
I am?
Yes. You're easy to convince, Pete.
Really?
Yes, you are.
Nah. Anyway, let's talk about lessons.
What lessons are coming up?
Baby week.
Yeah, this week is all about babies. So there were a lot of users asking like, we want to learn some baby language. So here it is.
Okay.
And on Monday, we start with a lesson called crawling.
Crawling. Okay, so we're going to talk about baby verbs, right? Like crawling, walking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's an elementary lesson. On Tuesday, we have the newbie free lesson, and the name is Baby Bottle.
That's right. In that lesson, we're going to talk about the formula and
getting the baby bottle ready.
Mm-hmm.
How guys, we don't have an idea on how to do that.
It's difficult, right?
I know.
You don't want to screw it up.
It's not that difficult. Now they
you know what? It's not my job.
What?
I throw my hands up at that.
It's going to be your job, too. This is a shared responsibility.
You know what? I'm going to have kids that eat burgers and stuff.
Ew. That's just nasty.
Just a vanilla milkshake. Here you go.
That's right.
Easy.
Wow. You're really not ready to be parents.
Anyway, on Wednesday, we have an intermediate lesson about changing diapers.
Okay.
Which is not a responsibility either.
Yeah, whatever. Has anyone actually changed diapers?
I have never changed a diaper in my life. And I come from a big family.
You have never?
I have never, no.
You, Leo?
Not my thing.
Are you serious?
I think I would puke if I smelled that thing.
I would have if they'd asked me to, but, you know, everybody just assumed that, you know, that dude is not going to change a diaper, so I haven't yet.
Okay, I'm going to have a kid just to ask you to change the diaper.
All right, anyway, in this lesson, we're going to learn about diapers, a diaper bag. We're even going to learn the word for irritated butt cheeks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, poor little baby.
Yes.
Anyway, on Thursday, we have an elementary lesson, and it's called high chair.
All right, so when the baby goes to the restaurant, we're going to need to place
high chair. Yeah.
Actually, in the restaurant, it's the booster chair, right?
It's booster chair?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Me either.
Yeah, it's the chair that they bring to put on top of the chair so that the kid can sit higher.
Oh. Yeah. Because in Mexico, we think those are dangerous.
Oh, really?
They bring you the ones that are like, it's a chair. So they just take a chair, a normal chair, and that's what they put him. But it's also good because he has like wheels, so you can push him like,
push the baby away.
And,
away.
Yeah, oh, it's okay. Cool.
And on Friday, we have a lesson about new family member.
Oh, so this is actually delivering the news
that
somebody has given birth.
Mm-hmm. That's an upper intermediate lesson. Right. And that will be it for the baby week.
All right. Now, folks, all of those lessons are available by subscription if you go to SpanishPod.com. You can check them all out. We're going to give you a 7-day free trial, except for the newbie lesson, which you can just listen to anyway, because that's free for everybody.
And don't forget to check the new Cooking with Tabasco. It's ceviche.
Mmm, delicious.
Yummy.
Yeah, it's a great food for summer.
It is, and it's refreshing, and it's you don't have to cook it. You don't have to get anything. You don't have to get your kitchen all hot.
You just have to chop a little vegetables, mm-hmm. and that's it. It's very easy. Come and check it out.
I'm a big fan of ceviche.
It is good. Ceviche. Let's go eat.
It's time for lunch. Wrap us up, Leo.
All right, so that's it for this week. See you next week.
Hasta luego.
Bye-bye.